will include targeting Iran's automotive sector, trade in gold, and other key metals. Our remaining sanctions will snap back on November 6. These sanctions will include targeting Iran's energy sector and petroleum-related transactions and transactions with the Central Bank of Iran.
I'm John Clemens, USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a one-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Fire crews in Northern California still trying to get hold of the still out-of-control county fire, which has exploded to at least 60,000 acres in Napa and Yolo counties since it began last Saturday. It's only 5% contained. That fire forcing some people in the area about 40 miles northwest of Sacramento to evacuate their neighborhoods. It's fallen under the news radar recently, but the federal investigation into the Facebook and Cambridge Analytica data sharing scandal is still growing. The Washington Post reporting the FBI, Securities and Exchange Commission, and the Federal Trade Commission have all joined the Justice Department investigators in looking into whether data from 71 million Facebook users was improperly used by Cambridge Analytica. Investigators now trying to find out what Facebook knew 3 years ago when it found out that the company had obtained that data. Automakers say the tariffs on imported cars that President Trump is threatening could add $4,000 to maybe even $5,000 to the price of every new vehicle sold here. The car makers saying that would be the case even for foreign vehicles made in the United States. A number of car makers, including industry giants GM and Toyota, have said tariffs on cars would lead to job losses. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500. For more information about any of our programs or to join, NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. Please tune in to Living Consciously, where myself and my co-host will entertain you, inform you, and educate you in certain modalities. Living consciously is something that we really must learn to do, because that way you'll know what's going on around you. This show can be heard at 2 p.m. every Friday on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Thank you.
It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
Floods, tornadoes, volcanoes, we're seeing record number of natural disasters. Are you ready when it comes to emergency? And the medical emergency people are overwhelmed or maybe just not even available. Well, coming up this hour, we have Joseph Bones Alton. And, I really want to ask him why he goes by Bones, but I know it's Dr. Joseph, and some people call him Bones Alton. He's the author of the best-selling book, The Survival Medicine Handbook, The Essential Guide for When Medical Help is Not on the Way. And I'm curious about things that we have in our own home, and should we have more? And when I started kind of like looking over Dr. Alton's website, and I just started realizing, gosh, we need to do more. I mean, here we are. We're a medical family, and we should have more stuff readily available.
We should. I mean, we have a fire extinguisher. We have a first aid kit. We've got water. We've got batteries, but I'm not sure where our flashlights are. You know, at one point we had them
in the laundry room.
Well, we had them in the laundry room, and then they sort of scatter all over the house. Are the batteries still fresh in the flashlights? I mean, all those sort of things. And, of course, there's other things you should have.
Yeah, but we're talking about medical emergencies. Medical emergencies are always a natural disaster. Remember that time at Bunko? I would go play Bunko, this is years ago, with the neighborhood girls. And Walter's always like, what do you guys do over there? I'm like, oh, no, it's just a serious game we all play.
So, right.
So one night, the girls got a little carried away, and they knocked a glass of wine off the island right onto a girl's foot. So giant piece of glass is hanging out of her foot. I call Walter. He comes over. He's like, this is what you do at Bunko? But remember how you went back and was our sutures, were they like expired or something? I think there was something about the sutures, or you want a different kind or something.
I don't remember. I've sewn up a lot of people on my kitchen table over the years, that's for sure.
Yeah. Dr. Anderson, you keep sutures at home?
Actually, I do. So.
Do you check the expiration date on those?
I do go through the kit. I mean, y'all are going to think I'm like the nerd here, but
I'm impressed.
So
you should like
I
make us a list of what we should do.
I won't tell you that they haven't expired, because a lot of times, even though that stuff's expired, the sterility's intact, so I don't switch it out just because it's expired. Now, if it gets expired by a couple years, or the packaging's starting to look a little frayed,
or there's mold on it,
then I'll replace it. But I kind of have the routine that about once a quarter I go through the.
You do?
Oh yeah. So I got the.
Not a cowboy. I know you're a cowboy. Were you a Boy Scout?
No.
No, you're just good at this.
But I've got, and the key thing I think a lot of people is you may have those things. One is you need to know where they are, and two is they need to be centralized, and three, they need to be portable. Okay, So you need to be able to grab it and go. You need to be able to load it in your car and be out of there within 15, 30 minutes at most.
All right, can you run around the house trying
to find, you know, the flashlights and, you know, where's the medical kit and, you know, where's the water and, you know, do we have any, you know, food that we can eat and stuff? And it's not, you know, prepping so much, but, you know, just where we live, the most likely is either there's going to be a tornado.
Right.
Or you're going to lose power for a period of time. I mean, you know, an ice storm or something, or you may have powers out for a couple of days. Okay. You don't have to grab it and go, but, you know, what are you going to have on hand to eat or be able to cook with?
Okay, do you have food storage?
I do.
You do? How long?
I have 2 weeks of freeze-dried food, and I have 2 more weeks of food bars. If you got down to, this is the stuff they put.
You
in
live
life
on food bars.
I mean,
no. These are the Life Raft bars. This is stuff that is non-palatable, but you know there is nothing.
But survivable,
right? There is nothing left to eat on. Right. And then, you know, there's pantry food.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's canned goods. I eat tuna all the time. But, you know, those cans of tuna, you get them on sale. They got expiration dates. It's 2-3 years down the road. So, you know, those type things. But you better have something other than an electric can opener around, or you're not going to get into it.
Yeah, that's a good point. Do we even have a hand can opener?
We do.
So your canned goods are kind of your, you know, there's stuff there that you could fix for a day or two.
Yeah.
And then you get to the freeze-dried stuff. You better have water to rehydrate it. And if it goes past that, you know, we're in dire straits at this point. I'm loading up and I'm stealing your stuff.
Oh, great. That's right. Why you have the gun.
Right. So I do not need 6 months of food. All I need to know is where you keep yours.
You know, just when I was going to compliment you on your food storage
plan. You just throw something out there.
I do not have to break any laws in the first 2 weeks. After that, I figure Armageddon has come and all bets are off. I have more bullets than you do.
Oh, my gosh. Sometimes I just can't believe the things come out of your mouth.
Well, gas is the other thing. People don't fill up their gas tank. So, you know, keep a 5 gallon jug of gas in the garage.
Oh, really? I don't keep any gas.
But it'll go bad on you. Okay. Oh. So, I mean, it'll settle out. So you need to pour that into your car about once a month or two.
And do you do that?
And go fill it back up so you
have
an extra 5 gallons.
I'm, like, so impressed by you right this minute.
Yeah.
This is
basic stuff. I mean, you know, if we lived in an area where it was prone to hurricanes and things, you better have a generator. Why people don't have a generator just to run the basics off of?
My dad has a generator.
Now, I don't have a generator yet.
Are you going to get one?
Yes.
So is it okay with your HOA if you have a generator?
I don't have an HOA, but the,
you don't.
No, but
I
the
you did.
Point is that you know, we're not likely where we are to have it, but where we are, because it's an older
you're
neighborhood,
up on a hill.
We may lose power for a week, and you know, not that you couldn't survive without the generator, but it'd be nice if I could keep the refrigerator going so I didn't lose everything that's in the refrigerator. So, what were you going to say, Walter?
Your generator, does it tie into the electric
going
into
your
yet. House?
I will get mine tied in. So you can create a sub panel so that you could just run selected circuits in your house. So,
do we need one of those?
If I was building a new house, you know, and you're building from the ground up, building one in that runs on natural gas so you don't have to mess with it and it's already tied in is not that expensive. And I would have that done. But I can't retrofit my 90-year-old house to have that.
Wow.
Your house is 90 years old?
Mm-hmm.
Man, it looks good. It's quite basic. Okay, that music means it's time for Doc Shock. And Doc Shock's the time we find something shocking in the news, or we're shocked that it made the news. I was actually kind of shocked by this one. Do you have a sweet tooth? Well, you may be one of the lucky ones who do, because research out of the University of Copenhagen, the Faculty of Health and Medical Sciences, show that people with a sweet tooth often have a genetic variation that leads to them having, believe it or not, less body fat. And it goes against our natural intuition, right? But people with this gene variation, FGF21, that's the sweet tooth gene, they have a predisposition to less body fat than other people. But there's bad news, because these people also have a higher risk of high blood pressure. So they want to eat sweets, they want to eat junk, and they're not necessarily going to get fat, but they might end up with high blood pressure and have other issues, other coronary issues. Are you shocked by this?
A little bit. It's pretty fascinating.
Because it doesn't seem like the two would go together, right?
Right. Everyone I know with a sweet tooth is not slim, so.
And they're usually diabetic, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's rather surprising.
So do you think that, just real quick, do you think, either one of you, that the sweet tooth comes before the diabetes, or do you think people with diabetes have sweet tooth? Because everybody that I know that's diabetic, I mean, they just crave candy. Which do you think came first?
I think it's a vicious cycle, because once you develop enough body fat to get type 2 diabetes, you're pretty well addicted to carbohydrates, which is basically sugar. So it's a vicious cycle.
What do you think?
Well, I think you know, it does – the consumption of especially the simple sugars you know, do cause addiction in the brain, so then they tend to overeat the simple sugars. So we've got science to back that up.
Hmm.
They crave them.
All right. Well, I got to tell all of our listeners, if you aren't already doing so, you can follow us on Facebook under Stay Young Media Group. We're always putting things up there on Facebook, links to the show, little health tips, all kind of stuff. And you can follow us on Twitter at Stay Young Media, because every 20 minutes we're tweeting out something. And hey, do you have an emergency kit, a medical emergency kit at home? Well, stay tuned to find out what you should have in it, because we have Dr. Joe Alton, author of The Survival Medicine Handbook, coming up.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Hi, this is Judy Gammon with Executive Medicine of Texas, and if this sounds like you, you need to check out the world's leading non-invasive fat removal treatment. CoolSculpting is an FDA-cleared medical procedure that freezes away unwanted fat for good without surgery or downtime. Call 1-800-910-3932 today for a free consultation. With CoolSculpting, it's never been easier to transform your body. Call 800-910-3932 to schedule your free consultation. This is a limited time offer and it won't last long. Call 1-800-910-3932.
Results and patient experience may vary. While Cool Sculpting is safe, some rare side effects may occur. As with any medical procedure, only your Cool Sculpting provider can help you decide if Cool Sculpting is right for you. Our Cool Sculpting specialist can help you learn more about Cool Sculpting and what to expect.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
The Staying Young Show, the voice of Executive Medicine of Texas, is your source for preventative and proactive medicine. Whether you're miles away or right in our backyard, trusting Executive Medicine of Texas with your health will be one of the best decisions you'll ever make. We specialize in half-day physical examinations, bioidentical hormone replacement, and age management, all in a luxury environment. Patients fly in from across the globe to feel better, healthier, and stronger. Visit emtexas.com or call 1-800-910-3932.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, today's focus is on staying healthy and even more importantly, staying alive during an emergency, specifically when medical help may not be readily available. And Dr. Joe Alton is the author of the bestseller, The Survival Medicine Handbook, and he's coming up in just a minute here to help us all prepare when you least expect something could happen.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
Today's Immortal Minute will deal with a link between a specific gene and how iron can play a role in prostate cancer. So new research explaining the link between a high level of iron in the body and prostate cancer. Researchers uncovered a role of an iron storage gene, FTH1, and showed that its ability to regulate iron levels in cells can slow down prostate cancer growth. And so this actually has to do with patients who already have prostate cancer, and by dropping their iron levels and their iron metabolism or iron storage can slow down the rate of prostate progression. So by reading this, I will now start checking iron levels in my prostate cancer patients and encouraging phlebotomy. You know, and they can go donate it Wadley or their local blood bank.
But what if the increased iron is because of the effect of testosterone on their faulty gene?
Ooh.
But the testosterone doesn't affect the iron. It'll affect the
hemoglobin.
Only because they increase the number of red blood cells. It doesn't affect iron storage.
Okay, well, talking about surviving anything, right?
But Armageddon is coming anyway.
Yeah. We're all going to have to cut our legs off because they'll be trapped under rocks. So let's move on with this.
Dr. Joe Alton is a life fellow of the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology and retired fellow of the American College of Surgeons. He's a New York Times and Amazon bestseller, author of The Survival Medicine Handbook, The Essential Guide for When Medical Help Is Not on the Way. And he's got a gazillion other books. And his website is doomandbloom.com. I love that, Doom and Bloom. And he's got over 1,000 articles, videos, podcasts, medical preparedness, all kinds of stuff, including these really cool medical kits that he has. And, you know, we're so excited that you're here, Dr. Alton. And I love your mission to put a medical prepared person in every family.
Well, thanks for having me, guys. I'll tell you that it is my absolute mission. I'll tell you, when I retired from the active practice of medicine, it was either learn to play golf or do something that might help somebody one day still. So,
I love that you chose the latter.
I probably wouldn't have been any good at the former.
So why was this your interest, though? I'm curious.
Well, you know, I realized after Hurricane Katrina, I guess, was the event that really spurred me into action here. I saw what happened when the ambulance just was not around the corner. And we had so many hundreds of great medical personnel that converged upon the Gulf Coast after Hurricane Katrina, and they found themselves separated from many people that needed their help desperately by flooding. And so if we could realize that, if we realize that there are people that, if they had a medically prepared person in their family that might have survived or might have less negative an outcome from a disaster or from an epidemic or from really any kind of negative issue in good times or bad times, then we might be able to prevent some otherwise avoidable death.
And so, I mean, it goes beyond the basic first aid kit, right? So, I mean, I was challenging my father lives in Florida, and he's pretty well prepared. So, you know, they get occasional hurricanes. Last hurricane that came through there, I called him and said, you know, what are you planning on doing with the hurricane? He's like, we're not even there. We're in Colorado. I guess I'll call the neighbor and have them put the furniture up, you know. But, you know, the surprise was the hurricane's coming, and they run out of batteries and water at the stores. And in my mind, those are just kind of basic necessities that you should keep, you know, stored of working flashlights and extra batteries, right?
You won't believe the how few people are truly prepared, even in the state of Florida where we are buffeted by hurricanes almost pretty much every year, how few people really take this, the possibility of being hit by a hurricane or any severe storm seriously. And the things that you mentioned, batteries and flashlights and power sources, these are things that are basic. People should always have them in extras in their home. And indeed, just look at the shelves at the supermarkets when a hurricane starts approaching, and you'll see that we really, really are not prepared as a society and don't have that culture of preparedness. That's what we really need to do, is instill a culture of preparedness so that we can be more resilient in the face of adversity.
I love the idea of the culture and being, like, mindful of it. I have a funny story to tell you. Our son was working on his Eagle Scout project, and they were building shelves. And they had all these saws and drills and lots of, like, I guess, things that could really hurt you. And I was the safety officer, right? So I had the kit with me, all the bandages, everything in case something went wrong. And everybody got hungry, so I said, well, I'll go get lunch. So I'm, like, out to get lunch, and I look, and I realize the emergency kit's in my car. And everyone's out using the saws on the job. So it just goes to show, just because you have it, you got to be able to have it readily available.
That's right. And while you were gone, blood was shed.
Oh, my
blood
gosh.
Blood was shed.
You got a splinter. Give me a break.
You're right about that. But you are right about that, Judy. And a lot of our kits are actually things that you can attach to your belt if you're on the trail in the backcountry, things that you can attach to backpacks. So a lot of the kits that we design are specifically meant for people that might be at risk or might be in areas where people are at risk for injuries or illness. And
I love what you're doing. I think everyone should go to doomandbloom.net and look up these kits, because you got to have them. And it's not like you can put all this stuff together yourself. It's a great place to go get it. For a second, let's talk for the difference between survival medicine and modern emergency medicine, because there's a big difference.
You're absolutely right. You know, it's as simple and as basic as your goal. What is your goal? What is the goal of the average citizen if they come upon someone that's injured or ill on the street? Basically, they want to stabilize that person, help that person, stabilize them, and get them to the next highest medical resource. In a true disaster situation, maybe what happened in Hurricane Katrina, maybe what's happened, let's say, just yesterday in Guatemala with the eruption of volcanoes, well, there are circumstances where you are the highest medical resource for all intents and purposes. People just cannot get to where you are. The ambulance, as I said before, isn't just around the corner. The rescue helicopter may not be on the horizon. And your being able to function and to act rapidly to deal with an injury or to function long-term even in some situations. We have a lot of our readers and listeners are medical missionaries or people that live in remote homesteads. You know, you may be the end of the line with regards to the health of your family in some situations.
Well, you know, we've got to go to a break, but remind me when we come back. I got to tell you about how just even having a simple knife in your car could save somebody's life. It's a great story. So I've got to give a shout out to the military. We love you guys and gals, and thanks for listening to the show. We know that you're downloading those podcasts because we can see after it airs that you're around the globe downloading that. When we come back, we're going to go through tips on different types of disasters.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Many men and women are suffering from symptoms that are putting their quality of life in jeopardy, such as feeling run down and tired, moody, difficulty sleeping, weight gain, and reduced desire for intimacy. These problems are even putting many relationships in danger.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. Your body reduces important hormone production each year as we age. Hormones regulate things such as muscle strength and energy, mood, libido, weight gain, and mental clarity.
BioT uses a natural way for men and women to correct these problems by safely and accurately balancing hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated hormone pellets placed under the skin.
It's amazing that something this small can make such a big difference in how you look and feel.
The path to looking and feeling better can start now. Go to BioTBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you. BioT Natural Solution for a healthier, happier you. It's the right choice.
USA
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt, the latest Trump administration official to be confronted while dining out. Reports are a sixth grade teacher from suburban Washington, D.C. harassed Pruitt as he was finishing lunch yesterday at a restaurant just a few blocks from EPA headquarters. After getting some criticism for not doing so, President Trump has ordered the lowering of American flags nationwide for those killed in the Capitol Gazette shootings in Annapolis, Maryland last week. Meanwhile, over 500 people gathered in Owings Mills, Maryland last night to remember one of the victims of the mass shooting, Rob Hyacin, a friend of his saying he doesn't want to remember the way his colleague died.
I want to just remember what a wonderful person Rob was and what a great, wonderful, selfless life he led.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Looking for the Fountain of Youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
Okay, for you listeners out there, we're on 58 stations from coast to coast. We love our affiliates. If you like listening to the show, let your station know, because that's how we stay on the air, because they know you have an interest in the information that we bring to you. And we've been visiting with Dr. Joe Alton. He's the author of the Survival Medicine Handbook, The Essential Guide for When Medical Help is Not on the Way. And I got to tell you this real quick story, Joe, and I'm curious if you feel that people should have knives readily available. There was a friend of ours that was prompted to put this knife in the car and did not know why. Kept getting his prompting. Finally, he's like, okay, whatever. Stuck this like Swiss Army knife in the car in the glove box. And it wasn't a week later, there was someone flagging them down on the side of the road. They got out of the car, ran over, and the lady said, "You've got to help me. My child's trapped in the car seat." And the child was turning blue, and I don't know how it happened. But they ran back. They got the knife. They cut the little strap off and saved the child's life. But I thought, gosh, maybe we should all have a Swiss Army knife around.
You're absolutely right. They're actually little instruments that you can have in your car. You know, like they have those instruments where you can actually smash the window in case you wound up being submerged.
Yeah.
They have those for seat belts and other things like that, situations like that. So those are things that we have in our car, actually.
We should
and
all have
I think
in our
that
car.
They're useful, really useful stuff. Yeah, absolutely. And I'm not sure why the child was blue, but you got to get that kid out of there so they can get the help.
So, Joe, let's talk about different scenarios here for when medical help is not on the way. Let's start with tornadoes. What are your thoughts there?
Well, with tornadoes, you have to, number one, have a plan before a tornado approaching. It's probably the most likely way you're going to survive the event. You should always have the whole family, even kids, know where to find the medical kits. Maybe if they're old enough, how to turn off gas and electricity. That's probably a good idea if a tornado is
wait,
you're in the path
wait,
of a tornado.
You got to turn off gas and, like, where do you turn it off?
Aha, well, that's the thing.
See, I didn't know that you should turn off the gas and the electricity.
Get the, you know, shut the breakers off, you know, do what's necessary to prevent yourself from winding up having some kind of gas leak, cause an explosion, or other kind of issue like that. You want to also give loved ones experience maybe in the use of a fire extinguisher, and these are some of the things you need to do. Of course, if you see a twister funnel and you're in the path of it, take shelter immediately.
I go out and watch it. I really
yeah,
do.
Right. And that's exactly what people do. And the truth of the matter is, you know, especially if you live in a mobile home, you got to get the heck out of there. They're so vulnerable to damage from the wind. So get to the nearest building that has a tornado shelter if you can. An underground shelter is best. If you live in Tornado Alley, you might consider having your own underground shelter for your property. You don't have to actually make it very big, and you can go to places like tornadoproject.com where they have all sorts of plans for you to look at to see if you might want to put one of those in your home.
What about the ones that bolt to the ground in the garage?
Yes, exactly.
Are those good?
They don't have to be very big. All they have to do is be about 8 to 10 square feet per person. That would be acceptable. So that's the thing. Of course, you have to consider things like ventilation and, of course, special needs of the people that might be using the shelter. Now, if you don't have a shelter, what you need to do is you have to find a place where family members can gather if a tornado is headed your way, basements, bathrooms, closets, inside rooms without windows. These are the best options for you. Remember that windows can easily shatter from impact due to flying debris. So another thing is get under a heavy object, especially
like
a mattress would be great, under a table, maybe get under a table and under a mattress, both probably wouldn't be a bad idea if you could work that out. I'll tell you, the main thing is to make this a plan of action that everybody in your family knows, and that if they see something like that coming, they start getting things together. They know what part of the house they're going to go to or where the underground shelter is. They know what they're going to do. Now, if you're in a car, you can drive through a shelter. Do so, although you may be hesitant to leave your vehicle. Remember that even vehicles can be easily tossed around by the winds. You may be safer if... Go ahead.
If you're driving down the road, do you get out of the car and go in the ditch?
Yeah. You know what? Actually, that I think that being in a car does give you some protection. It depends, I guess, on the kind of the strength of the tornado. Your car will protect you from some of the flying debris. But if there's a sturdy building nearby, it's probably best to get out of the car.
Maybe you should drive your car into the ditch.
and indeed, no. But the thing is that the fact if it's below the level of the ground, that actually is considered to be somewhat safer. As a matter of fact, if you were, let's say, just walking in a field and there was magically a tornado that's coming right at you. Lying down flat in a low spot in the ground actually may give you some protection. Of course, cover your head if at all possible, even if it's just with your hands.
What about floods? There's floods all across the country, it seems like. More than I remember as having.
Well, I would put two – there's two kinds. You get the flash flooding. So, right. We're here in Texas, and down in central Texas, those hills, and they get flash floods. And
boom. I mean,
the local folks know it, and they don't go driving across the low bridges without stopping and listening because you'll hear the rumbling of the water and you won't see it. They do get some – and then you got just rising water – post-hurricane, things like that, which is more long-term problems rather than the safety of, don't get caught in a flash flood, right? Don't drive.
Yeah, you'll see a lot of issues with floods, especially in the spring when you have a lot of snow melt or when rainy season comes. You see a lot of that. Places that have had forests that had wildfires. We had in our second home in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, we had a very severe fire that scarred a lot of the area about 18 months ago or so. It almost burnt our house down to the foundation if it wasn't for a whim of the wind. And the ground winds up getting scarred to the point that it is less able to absorb moisture, and that leads even just heavy rains to accumulate water where gravity will take it.
Okay, hold on. I got to ask you. I got to back up for a minute. So if you're, because we didn't even have fires on a list, but should you have masks at home if you're in an area that could get fires? If we're talking about health and safety and all this, should you have masks?
Yeah, absolutely. And you should have the N95 masks, I think, are very useful masks. They're also called respirator masks. They can handle particles that are 95% of particles that are less than, I think, 0.2 microns in size, and they're very solid. Of course, if you don't have that, at the very least, a damp cloth over your face, it will be something that You'd be very useful in a fire, not only in a fire, but in what we're seeing right now in Hawaii with all the sulfur dioxide fumes and the gases and that are occurring from the volcanic eruptions. This is something that's important. Also, issues with volcanic ash. Masks are very, very important. And of course, if you're in a heavy ash fall, then goggles and flashlights are also very important. Remember, never go downwind of those areas because downwind is where the majority of the ash fall is going to occur. That's something that's important. In low-lying areas are where the lava flows. That's where the conduit for where the lava's flowing. Sure enough, just overnight, I think 100 homes were burnt to the foundation.
Hey, we've got to go. We've got to end the segment, and we only got about a minute. But just can you just rattle off for about a minute here, things that you automatically have to have. So, like, you know, peroxide and bandages and that kind of stuff.
Oh, absolutely. You know that one thing, there are a lot of important things that you need to have, things that would be able to help you deal with injuries, I think. They're very, very important for orthopedic injuries, things like splints, cold packs to reduce swelling. For burns, you want to have burn gel. You want to have non-stick dressings, like things like
tourniquets
are very important. We have so many people that are now at risk. I mean, what it's the new normal, and sure enough, any school and any church is at risk for violence. So it's important to know to have that the materials that you need, tourniquets, blood clotting.
I don't think you can hear the music. We got to go to a break. Thank you so much for coming on, and we'll put your book up on the website.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have circulation problems causing leg pain? Are your legs aching and painful enough to restrict your normal daily activities? Sometimes it's from varicose veins. Sometimes it's from clogged arteries, especially if you're a smoker or have diabetes. Either way, the doctors at Precision Vascular and Interventional can do a full evaluation and treat the problem. They specialize in minimally invasive treatments for complex vascular and vein disease. With Precision Vascular and Interventional, there's no surgery, no scars, less pain, and shorter recovery time. Treatment is safely performed in an office or outpatient setting. It's even covered by most insurance. Don't suffer another day with leg pain. Get your life back. Call Precision Vascular and Interventional today for an appointment. Call 214-382-3200. That's 214-382-3200. Visit online at precisionvir.com.
Many men and women are feeling tired, moody, having difficulty sleeping, gaining weight, and have no desire for intimacy or exercise.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. These symptoms can be caused by reduced levels of hormones that occur as we age.
BioT offers a natural solution for men and women to safely and accurately balance hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated pellets. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young Radio Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, if you're just tuning in, we are so excited to be coast-to-coast on the 58 stations we're on. Please let your station know that you enjoy listening to the Staying Young Show. And then if you missed part of the episode and you want to hear it in its entirety, you can download the podcast version under Staying Young Show 2.0.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
Okay, out of Lehi, Utah, we have Sally Eddy. Sally, thanks so much for coming on the show and playing with us.
You're welcome.
So here's what's going to happen. The doctors are going to go back and forth. They're going to ask you 5 questions. We don't expect you to get them all right. We do expect you to have fun. And we'll send you out some age support multivitamin. If you're really good, we'll send you out some of that Lifeline stem cell cream.
Okay, sounds good to me.
All right, Sally, first question is true or false. The largest organ in our body is the liver. What's the largest organ?
False.
That is correct. Right. Do you know what the largest is?
No, I'm not sure.
Just figured false was a better chance than the true. Well, you were correct.
Yeah.
It is your skin, your integument system.
Actually, recently they think the interstitium is the largest organ.
What's the interstitium?
It's all the in-between the cells part. It's called the interstitial space or the interstitium.
Okay, they can't be screwing up our trivia.
It's not an organ.
Well, they said it is an organ.
So they're changing definitions.
They are.
That's not right.
Okay, Sally.
Well, if you would have said the interstitium, Sally, I would have given it to you.
See, Sally, what I have to put up with here, this lack of respect. It's just amazing. Here's your second question. Do veins or arteries carry oxygen-rich blood away from the heart? Is it arteries or veins that carry blood away from the heart?
Arteries.
You are correct.
Sally's good at this.
Arteries carry the oxygenated blood away from the heart to the body, and veins carry the oxygen-poor blood back from the body to the heart. Very good, Sally.
All right.
The third question
is, again, a true or false. Blue is the world's most common eye color. True or false?
I
bet Sally's got blue eyes, and she's like, just like me. Well, isn't everybody have blue eyes?
I've got blue eyes, and everybody in our family.
Well, you're much more rare than the rest of us. So.
Yeah, if you just think about Asia, they all have brown eyes, Asians.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Now, we're going to talk about sunburns. There's 3 degrees of burns, first, second, and third degree. What degree burn is a blistering sunburn considered?
Third.
No, it's second degree. If it's second degree. So first degree is when the skin is reddened, when it blisters, it's second. And when you lose the surface of your skin, that's third degree.
All right, fifth and final question. What does the abbreviation COPD stand for when we give that diagnosis? What does COPD stand for?
Take a guess. Just make something up.
COPD. Has to do with the lungs, but it doesn't match the COPD.
Well, what letter in there do you think has to do with the lungs?
O. P. D. C. O. O would be oxygen.
It's okay. She's going to come up with a new what COPD stands for. So the world according to Sally Eddy in Lehi, Utah. What is COPD?
It's a disease of...
Give us four words. COPD.
COPD. I'm sorry.
You give up?
That's all right. So COPD stands for chronic obstructive pulmonary disease.
Pulmonary. That's what I was trying to. Oh,
I know,
yeah.
You were close.
She had it.
She was close. COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease.
Well, I can tell you're only 29, Sally, but I'm going to go ahead and send you out some of that Lifeline stem cell cream anyways and a little age support multivitamin. How about that?
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, you take care and say hello to all those people in Utah and tell them to keep listening to the show.
I will.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You know, speaking about COPD, I had a patient yesterday. So sad. He came in a wheelchair, on oxygen, had just been in the hospital for respiratory failure, had almost passed away. And I just offhandedly said, "You have quit smoking, haven't you?" And he looked at me and said, "I'm working on it."
Oh, my gosh.
You could have blown me over with a feather, I'm telling you. It's a bad addiction, cigarettes.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
What do you do when you get people like that, you know that it's a death sentence and they just keep lighting up?
I look them in the eyes and I say, you have to quit right now. Not tomorrow. Right now.
Or you're going to die. I've heard you say that.
They say, I'm working on it. I'll do my best. I said, it's not good enough. You have to quit right now.
What is that Yoda said? Don't just try to. Oh, what did he say? I know everyone's going
to
call in.
Are you trying to say I look like Yoda?
No. Oh, my gosh. You're so sensitive. All right, Dr. Anderson, have you had any cases like that where you've had people that you try to give them advice and their life's dependent on it and they just don't do it?
That is not uncommon. But, I think, with the COPD or any of that stuff, you have to be open to the moment when they're receptive to advice to change. So it's don't give up on them. They may reject you the first time, the second time, the 12th time. But if you alienate those patients, then you've lost the opportunity to intervene. So you just kind of keep reminding them, but you don't want to alienate them.
That's good advice. That's very good advice.
It's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender swooped into the control room with his cape with the double D on it. And this Dementia Defender is brought to you by SmartNewYou.com and Dr. Charles Powell. If you have sleep apnea and you're ready to ditch your CPAP machine, give Charlie a call at 214-524-6333. That's 214-524-6333. Charlie does a great radio ablation procedure. It's very successful. Last week's riddle was the following. I have one eye, see near and far. I hold the moments you treasure and the things that make you weep. What am I? And the answer, of course, is your camera. Your camera. Now, here's this week's riddle. Are you ready, Judy?
I'm ready.
Okay. What is better than the best thing and worse than the worst thing? Let me repeat that. What is better than the best thing and worse than the worst thing? Send in your answers.
Okay, here's what you're going to do. You're going to go to stayyoungamerica.com and you're going to fill out the contact us, or you're going to call us toll-free 844-WELL-100. Give us the correct answer and then also your name, your address, and then your phone number in case we can't understand it. And we'll send you out a free copy of the award-winning book, Age to Perfection. Oh, my gosh, I just remembered the Yoda quote. Here's how it goes. Do or do not. There is no try. That's good. Do or do not. There is no try.
Good to know.
I'm glad I remembered it. I was thinking, is my brain going away? What's happening here? All right. So, again, on that Dementia Defender, if you want to get a copy of the book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise, and you know the answer, you call us at 844-WELL-100. And, you know, also, if you're a listener and you want to come on, you want to play the Medical Mania Trivia for prizes, give us a call. Again, that number, 844-WELL-100. We love putting our listeners across the country on the show to play with us. We'll see you next week.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have...
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of New Jersey, where police remain on the scene of a strip mall's collapse in the northern part of that state. The facade fell this morning at a mall on Kinderkamek Road in River Edge, crushing cars and trapping customers and some workers inside blocked exits. There's no word yet on whether anyone was injured. The latest Trump administration official to be confronted while dining out, EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt, a sixth-grade teacher from suburban D.C., harassing Pruitt as he was trying to finish his lunch at a D.C. restaurant yesterday.
I would urge you to resign before your scandals push you out.
The 33-year-old woman telling Pruitt he is supporting Trump policies that are ruining the environment. The EPA chief thanked the woman for her input, then he and his lunch partner left. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop. I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Breaking news from MyPillow.com. Free shipping when you purchase two premium MyPillows on the two-pack special. Free shipping. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. Machine washable and dryable. Made in the USA. Click on the two-pack special at MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA. Free shipping on the two-pack special. Order now.
President Trump reportedly telling NATO allies they must spend more on defense or face consequences. The New York Times is reporting that President Trump sent letters a few weeks ago to leaders of NATO nations expressing irritation at what he sees as disproportionate American spending on the alliance, and that the letters threaten to alter U.S. global military presence if other nations don't step up. President Trump has a phone call with the Mexican president-elect Andrés Manuel López Obrador, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says of it.
They had a very positive and constructive first call. It lasted about a half hour, and they talked pretty extensively about trade and the willingness for both parties to come together to make a deal.
And you're listening. President Trump now ordering the lowering of American flags nationwide to remember those killed in the Capital Gazette newspaper shootings in Maryland last week. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.